Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, John Kamensky, and today's conversation is with Vice Admiral Robert Moret, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Also joining me from IBM is Stephen Conver. Admiral, in the previous segment, we talked about commercial partners. How great of a role do you see business communities having in NGA in the future?
John, a great question, and they're absolutely vital, and I see it only growing. You know, one of the best barometers for the success of our mission execution at NGA is how effective our linkages with the private industry and the extent to which we are most effectively keeping them informed and working with them as essential partners. And I've invested a lot of time, as my predecessor did, in that because, you know, one of the things that I actually learned from Admiral Mike Mullen, the current chairman of the Joint Staff, he made a point when I was working for him in a previous capacity that when industry is best informed and has the best sense of what it is that your mission set is, they can make the best day-in, day-out decisions as they're going forward and also be in a position to interact as part of the team most effectively in ways that are good for the American taxpayer. So I do collective meetings under the aegis of the United States Geospatial Intelligence Foundation that I know most of you are familiar with, and meet with them on a regular basis to keep them as informed as possible about the vector the organization's going on and how our mission set is evolving.
Admiral, let me ask you about balancing your workload. When you and your staff come to work every day, you face tremendous pressures in terms of activities to support the war efforts. How do you balance the demands of this critical, time-urgent, somewhat tactical mission with the other important work of the agency that continues on a more, perhaps a more relaxed schedule?
Stephen, that in fact is one of our biggest challenges, which applies not just to me, but also all my counterparts across the combat support agencies. And to look at it from one angle, there's no question that our balancing of the support that we provide for our uniformed men and women in harm's way in places such as Afghanistan and Iraq and the Horn of Africa and a variety of other places around the world is a absolutely essential part of our mission set. And we are committed to doing everything we possibly can to provide the best possible support right down to the tactical and unit level, because it has become very compressed just in the past several years, I would tell you, Stephen, in terms of what used to be called national tactical integration, but it's actually gone down even below the tactical level at this point. One of our challenges, of course, is balancing that with the longer-range mission sets we have, such as support to acquisition and support for things like proliferation around the world. But the way that we, I think, solve that most successfully is to balance those missions individually, but moreover to approach them as part of a team. And just along those lines, I would tell you, I recently returned from Iraq with Lieutenant General Keith Alexander, and before that I visited both Iraq and Afghanistan, as we will again soon with Lieutenant General Ron Burgess, the current director of DIA, and of course General Alexander, the director of NSA. So we do that as a team, and I think the signal that sends is perhaps more important than anything else, that the way we balance the mission sets, and specifically our military support mission, is to do it as part of a team and integrate our combat support agencies most effectively and to work at the senior level and throughout all our organizations as closely as we possibly can.
That's great. And well, let me change the questioning here a little bit and ask you about technology and the future of that technology. As you look to the future at the imagery and satellite technology, where do you see that going over the next 5 to 10 years, and what challenges do you think, or opportunities do you think that that poses for the NGA?
A great question. A tremendous opportunity. And the technology in terms of collection platforms, increasingly at lower classification levels, in terms of transmission media for getting our data around the world and collaboration with our counterpart agencies more effectively. Processing technology is going forward in leaps and bounds, and we're harnessing that as effectively as we can. And also, Stephen, as I mentioned earlier, storage media, which particularly for an organization like NGA, because of our geospatial mission, continues to make progress in leaps and bounds, and the opportunities there are tremendous. You know, I get asked often about whether or not I'm concerned about the data sets that we're responsible for, particularly in some of the emerging areas such as hyperspectral data, LIDAR, and so forth, because of the capacities that are involved in those kinds of sensors and phenomenologies. But the fact is that the technology is moving forward so quickly, I think it's more a sense of opportunity than it is anything else. I'll give you a specific example. I was recently in one of our outlying facilities in just north of Baghdad in Iraq, and for the first time we have what I describe as the 3-terabyte toaster. But it's a storage media device that is able to retain 3 terabytes of geospatial data, and it's about the size of a 2-slice toaster. And that is something as recently as a couple of years ago that you never could have imagined was possible. But I use that as a specific example to illustrate the tremendous opportunity that we have based upon the technologies that are being deployed on a year-in, year-out basis that are making tremendous progress.
Well, that's great. Thanks. With respect to the NGA itself, Admiral, where do you see the agency going over the next 5 to 10 years? Is it going to look pretty much the same, or do you see major changes in the works?
I see tremendous growth on the path that it's been on for many, many years. You know, one of the things that is a big advantage for NGA, I think, has been the steady vector and the stability in terms of organization and also, quite frankly, the second and third echelon of leadership within NGA, which goes back at least 7 or 8 years now. And I see us continuing to grow as part of an integrated component of the intelligence community, as one that looks after our Defense Department and intelligence community missions, which overlap to a very great extent. Most effectively, we'll be far more effective in terms of our physical footprint as we complete taking custody of our new facility here at Fort Belvoir, which will take place over the next couple of years, which will make us that much more efficient. Further integration across the interagency, consistent with some of the points that I talked to you about earlier. So that's where I see the organization going, and I think it's a very bright and promising future based upon the people that we have in NGA, which are a real strategic resource. I mean, we have some very impressive collection systems, very impressive processing technology, very impressive organizational constructs, but it's really the 8,500 government and nearly a similar number of contractor personnel that are part of NGA and across the functional structure we have, the NSG, which are the strategic advantage that we have, and I think it's going to do great things in the future.
Admiral, let's step back in our conversation a little bit and look at what kind of advice would you give possibly to other government executives who face similar tasks of collaborating across agencies and with different kind of departments? What kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah, just to look outward and wear out a lot of shoe leather and telephone calls and all the rest of it. I'm serious, because the personal contacts at all levels, whether you're at the junior parts of an organization and whatever a component of the mission set that you may be involved in, are most important. And you have to look outward and be as collaborative as you possibly can with all the people that rely upon you. And that's as those of you in industry know, it's a perishable commodity. I mean, it's something that you're never finished with and you have to work on every single day. And as I mentioned earlier, I think that interagency model that we have as a nation, whether it's related to the Defense Department, the intelligence community, or beyond that, is something which is an area of national capability and national growth that we expect to see a lot of emphasis over the next several years.
And looking back on your career of government of service, what kind of advice would you give to a person who's interested in a career in public service, either in the military or civilian?
Certainly. I would probably the key advice I would give someone is to keep focus on your mission set, but moreover, try to get as much diversity of experience as you can. And to take a long-range view, you know, all of us in government or industry, I think, are probably guilty of just looking ahead 2, 3, or 4 years. And my advice would be to try to take a longer view, balance your commitment that you have to your family with your career, and at the same time, try to get as much diversity in terms of your experience base as you can, because that'll be a big advantage later in life if you're able to move around and work in various types of settings and in various types of assignments, preferably in different kinds of organizations consistent with the parent organization that you belong to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Admiral, that's been some great advice. We have reached the end of our time, and that will have to be our last question. But I would like to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Steve and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country.
Well, John and Stephen, it's good to be here today, and I just invite anyone that has additional interest just to check out our website, nga.mil, and learn more about NGA because it's a great organization, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Vice Admiral Robert Moret, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. My co-host has been Stephen Conver, IBM's National Security Account Leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm John Kamensky. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.